Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What has been the main concern over the last 3 years, seeing 8 boil water orders?
Well, this boil water was a little bit different from the other 7. Let's start off with the fact that they come down and do routine water testing. It's done on a weekly basis, and the testers went to 2 local businesses that serve food, tested the water, and the water came up well. The way they did the test touched the faucets of the particular facility, and it came up as having E. coli. The Buffalo office called the Chautauqua County Department of Health. Department of Health called us to say there was a boil water order due to possible E. coli, and we went into action. So this was not the fault of the treatment plant. When Buffalo did the testing, they found that they were faulty test results, and that in fact there was no problem with the water. It was contamination on the tap or the faucet from which they drew the water. But at that point, once a boil water order has been ordered, you have to go through the process of 2 clean draws per day for 2 straight days. So by Sunday afternoon, we were able to lift the boil water order. The other 7 are purely because of the condition of our water treatment plant. Our water treatment plant is now 97 years old and has not been significantly updated since 1929, with a few exceptions of some pumps, some engines, those types of things. So it really has been neglected. It would be like driving a car with 200,000 miles on it and saying, should we repair the car or should we buy a new car? Obviously, we'd be putting far more money into repairing the old car. So that's where we're at now. We voted and passed our resolution last week to go with the North County Water System through a connection with the town of Pomfret. Currently, we sell water to the town of Pomfret, and the town of Pomfret is creating their own water districts, 3 separate districts. So we would be losing them and our commercial users on the side of Pomfret within the next 2 years. Plus, we have a brand new hospital, $200 million hospital that we've been waiting for the last 7 years that has broken ground already. So we need to time this so that our connection is at the same time we have a connection for the hospital. Much less, we have a brand new hotel, renovation of the White Inn here. We have the college here as well, and several major corporations that have plants in the area. So it was a tough one. But we are deciding to walk away from the reservoir, or at least not use the reservoir for our main source. And we've got a small group of protesters that are putting up a little bit of a fuss of it, but we have over 15,000 people we have got to serve with our water, and we have had less than 400 signatures on a petition. So as mayor, we have to go with the numbers game.
What do you have to say to those who say that having a new water system put in place, the cost of it isn't justified?
They haven't run the numbers. When we say the cost, they are not including the fact that they have been asked by the county and by the state 17 times to dredge the reservoir. Since the reservoir was created as a man-made reservoir, it has never been dredged, ever. So you have quite a buildup of sediment. We had a local college that did a bathymetric study that shows when this reservoir was dug out, it was 92.5 feet deep, and we're now showing in the deepest part of the reservoir, it's 14.5 feet deep. The cost of dredging alone would be in the millions. The cost of a new water treatment plant is estimated between $38 and $40 million for a new water treatment plant, much less that if the plant was being built, we would have no source of water until it was connected once again. So there are a lot of things that have not been thought out over the course of the years. And again, now it's aging. We know that this connection is going to be between $17 and $22 million. Reports said it should be no more than $17.5 million. It would be easily 10 times that to have to rebuild the water system that we have in place. We'll be drawing our water from Lake Erie through Dunkirk into the North County water system. It has been reliable. There's over 1,800 communities in Lake Erie that draw water from Lake Erie. It is reliable. It is clean. The Dunkirk water treatment plant has been upgraded in the last 6 years, so it can fight things like PFAS and some of the more modern, more modern things that get into your water treatment. Bottom line is they use 2.5 chemicals to make their water potable. We are using 4. That alone would be enough to raise the hair on the back of my neck. So this has been going on. I ran for mayor after being here, Buffalo boy, but I've been here for 38 years. And I've seen this can kicked down the road way too many times. And I ran under the understanding that we were going to stop kicking these cans down the road and resolve some of these issues. And this is the number one issue we have to resolve.
How long would this process take? What approvals would you need?
Right now, we just passed a resolution on bonding. And basically, we are talking to the state right now, both state, federal, Department of State, about funding for the process. We have already done our seeker studies on environmental studies. That was part of the study. So that has been completed. So right now it's funding the project, and we applied last Friday once the bond was passed on Wednesday. We passed last Friday put in for these funds last Friday. So that's basically it. We're looking at a two-year timetable, which coincides almost perfectly with the construction of the hospital.
And once all this is in place, how soon before Fredonia is part of this North Country system, from the North County system?
Same thing. It would be once that connection is made, there's already a contract in place with the town of Pomfret through the North County water system. I know that we have some opponents who say, oh, we're going to have your water rates are going to go up. They may go up shortly because of the cost of the connection, which again would be far more if we tried to rehabilitate our current system. But as part of the contract, as consumption goes up, which with the brand new ice cream plant in Dunkirk that will provide 400 jobs, with the brand new Phoenix building that is going to see occupancy, with the many different businesses that are opening up, including the White Inn and now the hospital, we expect that consumption is going to go up, which means our bill, according to the people who calculate the cost, should go down actually below where we are today, and that would be a first. So we're very excited to have this opportunity, and we believe that with a very, very small opposition, mostly of former political leaders who aren't in office anymore, that the majority of this community believes this is the right thing to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.